1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I'm trying to bring together my people. I haven't recognized me as a viable leader in the Chicano movement. And I don't have respect yet because, tragically, I do not speak Spanish. I've never worked in a farm field. I worked in the produce section at Lucky Discount Supermarket for a while. But to get the Chicano people to recognize me, I need for my family to show a united front.
Talking with Brass Villanueva of Los Malos, which is an organization that's devoted itself to uniting and empowering the Latin American community. You guys are planning on a Latin American convention. Why don't the members of your community, the Latin American community, respect you?
To recognize me, as I said, Mr. Henry, I need for my family to show a united front. I told my girlfriend, as a lot of young Latin males, proud young Latin males, have told their girlfriends and wives, it is a universally respected sign in our community to have the woman get her man's name tattooed on the back of her neck. This is a universally recognized Chicano and Viva La Raza movement sign of solidarity. She has refused.
Is that Rosa?
That's Rosa.
No, it's because I thought it happened.
Yeah, that's Rosa. She's refused because she wants...
Okay, if she wants to talk, you can either put her on the air or you...
No, I can speak for her, okay?
All right, but the two of you talking back and forth... It's not going to make it, okay?
No, but I went to see them.
She went to a seminar. She saw a lot of women there, empowered Latin women who, some of them did not have the tattoo on the neck.
Like what was this, a seminar for Latin women?
Yeah, these women were giving speeches. Some of them were waiting tables. The ones who had the tattoo on the neck were what, Rosa?
They're the ones that are serving the food.
They're serving food. And
all right, so she doesn't want to be identified with food servers?
No, but I try to explain to her that the food servers and the waitresses, they are the ones who are the salt of the earth. They will lead the empowerment of the Latin male and Latin female. And I told Rose, I said, when you tattoo my name on your neck, I get more respect for my people, and I'm in a position to begin to lead them in empowerment. But right now, you don't help me.
Your parking cars taking steps. You're parking the cars.
I know, I park cars.
Okay, could you tell her...
He told you to shut up.
You are parking cars.
Just shut up. I'm parking cars at the Steak and Stein. I'm saving all the money I can. If she gets my name tattooed on her neck, that's all I need. That pushes me over the top.
Well, I don't know how you can enforce a woman getting your name tattooed on her neck. And I don't know how... You say that this is a universally recognized sign of what?
That is a universally recognized sign in the Latin American community of solidarity and a family.
Well, I don't know how you can enforce that.
Well, I threw her out of the room we rent from her mom, and she had to take the kid, too. It was a 2-week probationary period.
Sounds like she's there now, though.
Excuse me?
Sounds like you threw her out of the room for 2 weeks, what, to get the name tattooed?
That's correct, right.
Okay, well, it sounds like she's there now.
Yes, well, that's right, because it was a 2-week probationary period.
But she's back?
She did. She come back. She still don't have the tattoo on her neck.
Well, where did she go when you threw her out?
She was sleeping in her sister's room across the hall.
So now she's back because her probation's up and she doesn't have your name tattooed on her neck.
No, and that pushes back my timetable for getting all the Chicano people together for the first ever Latin American convention, which we're planning for this coming September in Los Angeles. I hope to have it at the Staples Center. Right now, we could either have it at the Staples Center or probably over at somebody's house. But the question I pose to all the Latin American people, is how would I look when all the women go to the Latin American convention and everyone's there checking out their neck tattoos and my Rosa doesn't have one? That's bull.
No, but the women do not have the neck tattoos.
Let me ask you, Rosa, the women that didn't have the neck tattoos at this Latin American women's empowerment seminar, they were what, giving the speeches?
They were giving speeches, right?
She said they were giving the speeches, but I told her that the waitresses...
Yeah, but she's looking at really successful Latin women who are giving speeches and that...
No, but I explained to her that the waitresses and that the food servers are the salt of the earth. And they're the ones that will lead the empowerment of the Chicano people. They're the ones that will lead La Raza, mi Raza, you know?
What does that mean, La Raza? I don't...
I'm sorry?
What does La Raza mean?
I know it's... Spanish, it means, you know.
What does it mean?
It means like we'll win or we will overpower.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. With me is Brass, Luis Brass Villanueva of Los Malos, a Chicano, a Latin American empowerment organization. They're planning a Latin American convention, but it sounds to me like you've got a problem in your house right now for you to be able to go and to be seen as a viable leader in the Latin American community. You're telling me that your girlfriend has to have your name tattooed on the back of her neck.
That is part of a universal sign among Latin American people.
And if she doesn't want your name tattooed on her neck, what are you going to do?
I would have to do something that everyone in the Latin American community recognize and respect, and that is I would probably not let her get pregnant.
No, but I want to have a baby.
Well, you can't have a baby. I would not let her have a baby because one thing that Latin American women want more than anything else in the world, is to have the baby, and we want to have a son, and now Luis Jr. will never be no more.
Well, you're not precluding the possibility of having a son. She can still get the name tattooed on her neck.
She needs to go and get it soon because the Latin American convention is going to be coming up. And depending upon whether she gets a tattoo on her neck or not is whether or not I will be a viable leader in the community.
Well, not knowing anything about your culture.
And I think that's key, too, Mr. Henry, because before you make judgments, you need to know something.
All right, well, not knowing anything about your culture, I didn't know that having the man's name tattooed on his woman's neck was important. It sounds like some kind of, can I be very honest? It sounds like some kind of a car club thing. It sounds like some kind of a gangbang thing.
No, sir, no. That is not no gangbang. That is not no car club. That is in the Latin American community. You don't see it in the black community. You don't see it in the white community. You don't see it in the Chinese community. You never see the man's name tattooed on the back of the woman's neck unless it's in the Latin American community. And that is a universally recognized sign that man's got control of his household. And then when she does that, we can proudly walk as leaders in the Chicano community, whether it be at a car club meeting, whether it be in the Mercado, dancing at the Mayan, having dinner at the Siete Mari, wherever, you know, we will be recognized as leaders in the community.
All right, well, Brass Villanueva, his girlfriend Rosa, you guys live together in whose house?
Well,
No, but you say you're sharing a room where?
I'm renting a room.
You're renting a room where?
At her mother's apartment.
And you have a baby now?
We have a daughter, right.
Okay, you guys are renting a room from her mother, but you threw her out of the room when she refused to get the tattoo on her neck.
I did. I gave her a probationary period. I said you have the 2-week probationary period. So I threw her out, and I didn't want to do that because I love family. Family is very important to me. But if she's not going to get my name tattooed on her neck,
She's going to be. She's not going to be living with you. I mean, are you going to throw her out of the family?
No, I've given her until the Latin American convention.
All right. Well, anyway, you threw her out, and she moved into her sister's room across the hall.
Yeah, because her sister had moved in with her boyfriend.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tattooing one's boyfriend or husband's name on the back of one's neck is the subject of this with Brass Villanueva, although he says that while perhaps some of us might do that as a bit of, I don't know, as a lark or as some kind of a personal statement, this is important for him to be seen as a leader in the Latin American community. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
One of the very fondest dreams, Phil, that Rosa has is to have my baby.
Right.
And she wants to have another one of my babies. She already had my daughter, which is Rosa Jr. She now wants to have another one of my children. I will not let her have that child unless she is willing to tattoo my name on her neck so that when we go to the first annual Latin American convention, people can go, yeah, check it out. Essay, you know, like his woman, you know, see, one of the things is I don't know a lot about the Latin American community because I grew up among a lot of Anglos, but I do know this, that their women get their name tattooed on the neck.
Well, if you're going to lead in any capacity in the Latin American community, I think you have to know more about them than names tattooed on necks. And
I know about the history of my people, but I have been disenfranchised.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm an older citizen, Latino.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that's good, man.
I would not allow my wife or my daughter to mark their body to make me a leader. A leader does not come because your wife marks her body. This kid that's talking to you,
amigo.
No, don't call me amigo because you're not my amigo.
Well, why not, man?
In fact, you're depriving our people. If you want to help me, get educated. Don't be a gangbanger, a punker.
No, I'm not no gangbanger. No, I work. I'm right now. I'm parking cars.
But you're gonna make your wife mark her body to me.
What am I gonna do?
I'm against tattoos to begin with.
What am I gonna do when I go to the Latin American Convention for Latino Empowerment?
Well, then, if you go to the Latino American Convention, you show them who you are.
Yeah, you have to be a leader.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, I'm speaking with my amigo, another Latin. I don't know if you have a right to butt in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, I'm trying to just...
Well, I don't think you should.
This is his show.
I'm not speaking as a Latino. I'm speaking as maybe an older guy talking to a younger... This gentleman's make a lot of sense. Margaret...
No, I take advice from an older Latino, but not from like an Anglo.
Well, okay, well, excuse me.
Okay, what were you saying?
No, but... It doesn't matter whether it's an Anglo or Latino.
Well,
Phil is right.
He don't know about what it means to have the tattoo on your neck, you know?
That's so ignorant. What grade did you ever graduate from high school?
Right now, currently, I'm taking my GED. I'm a sophomore in high school.
How old are you?
A sophomore. And you want to be my leader?
I'm 25.
Telling your wife, your girlfriend, whatever... That's a symbol for our community.
Well, what am I
to have
do?
A tattoo on their back. That is so ignorant.
Okay, shut up for a minute. Because
please don't tell,
so
tell. Don't tell your wife to shut up, okay?
Exactly.
She's calling me on the phone.
You know, Phil, look how ignorant he is by telling his wife to shut up on a national broadcast.
No, sir. All I'm trying to say is I don't want to put a tattoo on. Shut up, you bitch.
See, there you go again.
Oh,
there
please.
There you go again. You are not educated enough to represent our people.
If I hear your name again, I will rebel against you. Bitch,
I'll tell my people that I know here, do not follow this man.
If I go to the Latin convention and Rosa does not have the tattoo, me compadres will not respect me.
Well, then your compadres aren't the compadres of the Chicano... population.
Yeah, this is like some kind of a... You said that you will not get respect as you walk through the car club meetings, as you go dancing at the Mayan.
That right. Everybody knows the Mayan. I mean, I go there on Friday nights. Rosa comes. She uses a little bit of Aquanet, puts her hair up real nice.
You know, Phil, excuse me?
Yes, sir.
This is the first time I have ever called a radio station.
Well,
I'm 51 years old.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But listen, you guys are talking about
me
like I'm some kind of a kid or something.
Excuse me.
You think I'm some kind of a kid or something. I want to lead the Chicano people to empowerment.
You're not going to lead my people. You're not going to lead my people with your... You sound like an idiot. You sound like an idiot. My wife has to have a tattoo. My child has to have a tattoo.
No, but if my woman doesn't spray her hair up and with a lot of makeup, I do not get respect if she doesn't use Aquanet.
What are you talking about, man?
Jeez, you don't get respect if she does not use Aquanet. No wonder you're going to get a GED because you couldn't finish high school. You are an idiot.
That's cold. That's a cold shot. All I'm trying to say is that I want the respect of my...
Wait, how can you not get respect?
If you want respect, my man, if you want respect,
look,
you deserve it.
Every day, the brothers come by and they say, okay, has your lady used Aquanet? Her hair is falling down, man.
Those brothers that tell you if your old lady used Aquanet, if your old lady has a tattoo, those are not brothers. Those are idiots.
You gotta start hanging with some educated people.
Educated people.
And people who are... I mean, what about the great... Look at Jaime Escalante, the great teacher from East L.A., and people like that.
Well, he's a high school teacher.
Right.
I'm not in no high school right now. I'm getting my GED. Where am I going to meet him?
Well, go to school, man, and you might meet some cats like that.
Get an education, my bro.
All right, but you have to understand, I don't know where you're from, George, and I respect you for your older generation stuff that you do, but in L.A., you got to have Aquanet. Your girlfriend's got to use it.
Now, listen, my man.
Man, I tell you, my two little...
You're being forced in to a crowd of people that's in... That's hairspray.
And she won't get my little girl's ears pierced.
Oh,
my
come God. On with that ears
that
pierced thing.
That is hairspray that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Aquanet.
Yeah.
Tattooing the back of the neck.
Yeah.
All right. What happens to the education of the people?
This
get
is
the education.
All right. Thank you very much, George. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with... Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. His wife or girlfriend has refused to get his name tattooed on the back of her neck as a sign of respect in the Latin community. Here is Susanna. Here is Daniela on the Phil Hendry Show. Daniela, go ahead.
Hi. I just did not agree with you saying that all Latin American women have to get. Go live to put these names on their necks.
Well, no, it's like a sign. It's a sign of respect, okay?
Because no, look, okay. I am a Hispanic woman.
Do you have your name on your neck?
I am only 1 year older than you.
How many different names
and
do you have on
your neck?
And
no one's going to tell me to put their name on my neck.
Well, how many names do you have on your neck right now?
None.
You don't have one?
I do not have any tattoos.
You don't have one name on your neck?
Because I don't need that to justify me.
I know Latina women who have like 5-6 names on their neck.
Well, you know,
and
that's
yeah,
their, maybe that's
right.
their choice.
Wait a second. 5 or 6, what is it, the more names on the neck, the better?
And that's
it's
not
so...
in all Latin American communities, as you simply stated.
No, but what? What are you talking about? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from El Paso, Texas.
Well, there you go. You haven't made it up into L.A. status yet, okay?
Oh, God.
In L.A.
LA
all
status.
The women, they have, like, the name. I know a girl on my street, she got 6 names on her neck.
And especially about Latin American women living just to have babies. That is not true.
Oh, see, this is what happens
get
every
an
time.
Education.
Every time a Latina talks with an Anglo man over here in the conversation, she goes, oh, I want to have a I don't want to have no baby.
It's not.
Shut up, bitch. I'm telling you.
Don't call your girlfriend or wife bitch, please, okay?
She keeps butting in.
We're talking to the lady here on the phone in El Paso. Go ahead, Daniela.
Well, how ignorant are you? How ignorant can you be?
Okay, can I answer that question? I'm not ignorant at all.
Yes, you are.
No.
When you're basing it, if your girlfriend wears Aquanet hairspray?
No, I'm saying when you go out
and
to the Mayan...
just to give you status?
No,
do you really
a...
need a woman to give you status?
No, it's solidarity.
Are you that less of a man?
It is the Chicano solidarity representation. Latin
and okay,
women...
and the whole Latino convention. Fine,
yeah.
Go to the Latino convention.
That's right.
But go educated.
Okay, but here's the thing. Latin women use Aquanet to style their hair up
not
high.
Not all Latin women. Stop saying that.
How come that you
because
guys...
Because I don't.
How else are you going to see the neck tattoo unless your hair is up high?
I don't have a neck tattoo. My mother doesn't have a neck tattoo. My grandmother does not have a neck tattoo.
Yeah, okay, that's why you live in El Paso and you haven't made it up to the L.A. level.
No, you know what? No.
Wait a second.
My sister has friends from South Central who go to graduate school. They don't have tattoos on their neck.
I don't wear Aquanet.
I know. My girlfriend says she will refuse to wear Aquanet.
Good.
Now she's not even... Well, what's that all about?
Good.
Everybody's
going to
laugh at me. Everyone's going to laugh at me.
Good.
Can I ask a question? Can they only use Aquanet, or is there some other spray?
Aquanet is for... Now you have a woman laughing at me. Now I've reached the lowest level that any
good.
Latin male can reach. The woman laughs at him? Man, oh. Ooh.
You know what? But your girlfriend, she needs
yeah.
to leave you, too.
My Rosa... You would never leave me because she wants to have Luis Jr. Okay?
Well,
and that's the whole trip.
Yeah. Look at Daniela, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. They all use Aquanet. Why Aquanet?
I don't know. It's something. I mean, it just, you go through my whole girlfriend and her mother's apartment, all I see like cans of Aquanet. Like, and they go through like one can a night. I'm just like, they're buying, if we go out 3 nights, that's 3 cans of Aquanet. It's busting me, man. I got to do, like, probably $50 in tips a night just to keep her in Aquanet.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Luis Villanueva from Los Malos about having the woman's name tattooed on his neck. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
To carry on the Latin tradition, the female of all Chicano families wants to have the male child pass through her loins. That is her most fervent wish. I know Rosa wishes to have my male child. Luis Jr. will not be known evermore, though. As long as she does not tattoo my name on her neck or use a reasonable amount of Aquanet per week. Otherwise, when we go to the Latin American convention, she embarrasses me, she embarrasses herself, and the male child will not pass through her loins. I will no longer use a condom. I will start to use a condom if she doesn't do that.
So in other words, well, she may refuse to have sex with you.
No, that's not possible. The Latin female always will have sex with the man.
Boy, there's some stereotypes being thrown around here.
I don't know what you mean. I mean, she wears black eyeliner. She uses Aquanet. Everything she does, but she will not do the tattoo on the neck.
I don't want to do the tattoo on the neck because if the women at the convention I went to, they did not do it.
Listen to that. Can you hear her speaking like an ignorant woman?
No, she doesn't sound ignorant to me. She saw these women at this empowerment convention. They didn't have it. They were giving the speeches. You're saying all the waitresses did, and that's who she wants to emulate or ought to emulate. Well, maybe she doesn't. She wants to emulate somebody who's got more money or something. I don't know. Here is Susie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yes. What is your guest name?
It's Luis, right? You go by Luis?
I like Brad. My name is Brad.
Brad?
Brad.
Okay.
B-R-A-S-S.
I just want to start out by... Okay, that's fine. Whatever. I just want to start out by saying that
whatever.
I am a white female.
Whatever.
And I would never let a man mark my body. Why don't you pee on her leg?
You never let a man mark your body?
Scent all day.
You never let a man mark your body?
Never.
What about, are your ears pierced?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was by a female at a
thank
jewelry
you.
Shop.
Thank you. You did that. That's,
I did that for me.
That,
I didn't
no,
do it for no
you
man.
Did that. Tell me you didn't do that for your man?
See, yeah, actually, I didn't.
You marked up your body for your man, see?
No, she said she didn't do it for her man.
I did it for myself.
She has a man in her life. She marked up her body.
I did it when I was 7 years old.
Hey,
how
let me
the
ask
hell
you
do
you
am
have...
I doing it for any kind of a man?
Do you have sex?
Do I have sex? That
yeah.
is none of your business. We are talking about you
none
and your possessive
business.
Ignorant mind about how you need to possess
every
your
time
female.
Every time you allow a man to have the sex with you, he is now marking his territory.
You know,
and that's,
what, that's right. I allow the man to have sex.
Right.
I have my choice.
So why don't she allow me to put Brass Jr. on the back of her neck?
Because maybe that is not her thing. That is not what
even
she wants to do.
Okay?
Rosa, if you were listening, I feel very sorry.
Okay,
you
know something?
I don't have to.
You're not going to have a baby by me, then. She will not have the male child.
I don't
know.
And what kind of a male child are you going to raise anyway?
She will have the strong Latin male child that will pass through her loins, but now that ain't going to happen.
Oh, well, how proud of her.
Yeah.
Think of what kind of a son you're going to raise with those
he's
morals.
He's going to be a proud.
There's going to be one more Lupe out there, and she's going to suck.
You're going to be what?
Isn't your name Lupe?
My name is Brass, okay? What's your name?
Again, my name is Susie.
Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, ain't that sweet?
Isn't it
okay, what are we
you?
Doing? Are we making fun of each other's names?
I believe yeah. it's come to that. I just want to say that you're really pathetic.
I'm pathetic? My woman wears purple lipstick and puts her hair up with Aquanet.
Aquanet. Oh, yeah. You can't forget. Oh, and I want to say
hey.
I am a Pantene woman, okay?
You what?
I am a Pantene woman. Wear Aquanet. I wear Pantene. It's
you wear
not the only hairspray out there.
You wear panties.
Pantene. It's another form of hairspray, believe it or not. They make more than one.
Do you wear panties?
That's none of your business.
None of your freaking business.
She brought it up.
That's the name of the hairspray she uses.
Pantene.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, okay. Pantene.
Panties. Do you wear panties?
Okay. Are you starting to be smart now? Is this just what this is devolving?
No, she doesn't understand my culture. She wears panties.
It's
that's
not a matter of culture. It's a matter of
hair you've got, man.
Control
all right.
Woman.
Thank you, Susie. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Laura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
I just like to express my voice about this guy who is very much crazy.
Oh, thank God.
I am a very Latin American
woman.
Good.
Okay. Finally, I'm talking to a Latina.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'd like to tell you how you're embarrassing all Latin American people
no.
by the way you're saying things.
There's no way.
It is very crazy. Where are you from? I'd like to know.
I come from Sherman Oaks, California.
California? That's crazy. I mean, you definitely do not have roots that really sound Latin American.
What?
You probably got your ideas from somewhere else. In your little group,
where did you,
in your main group.
What do you mean?
Where did you read up on Latin American history?
I went to the California missions, and I seen what the priest, what's his name, did. Then another thing I did, I went to Tijuana, and I...
Tijuana is not Latin America. Excuse me.
Oh, it's not. Excuse me. They speak Spanish and everything.
I speak Spanish, and I speak French, and I speak English.
How many times have you been to Mexico?
I was in Mexico for 22 years.
Okay, Laura, I want to ask Brass this. How many times have you been... in Mexico?
I went down last summer. I went to Hoosongs, and I went down to Rosarita Beach for lobster.
You know, I don't know anything.
What
lobster
are you laughing
is
about?
Not even something of a Mexican culture.
Lobster's not. They got the best lobster in Baja California.
Excuse me, Maine has the best lobster. I got to tell you that.
No way. Baja.
Get up and send you some.
Luis Brás Villanueva is 14 letters long and 19 inches long when it's tattooed on Rosa's neck.
I don't care. This
she
is not a topic
that it's too
of
long,
lobster. This
and
is
it
a
will
topic
encircle her whole neck.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're tattooing your whole name around her neck?
Yeah, it has to go around the neck. Okay?
I just want to tell you,
you
this.
Know what, you know what your problem is? You're afraid of the needle. You're afraid of having a tattoo.
What? Are you crazy?
Yeah, you're afraid to go. I bet you're afraid of getting like a shot.
You don't even know what La Raza means. Why would you say La Raza means?
Yeah, what does La Raza mean?
I was
you
not
don't
allowed.
Know anything.
I come from the Anglo. Nobody let me. Where am I supposed to learn that? Nobody let me go down.
You
to
are Latin American. You for sure and naturally should come to you.
What does La Raza mean?
It means the empowerment of the Latin people.
No, La Raza, it's a word that means people. La Raza means people, not
empowerment. Well, that's your interpretation.
Okay, her interpretation. We're talking about language.
Her interpretation.
Yeah, if we're talking about language. You can't misinterpret a word. It either means something or doesn't. Mariela, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
For her.
Mariela? Mariela's got her radio turned up.
Yeah, if we're talking about language, you can't...
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you hear how stupid
yes,
this woman
is? Yes, I wanted to. Yeah. I wanted to ask for us.
Is your radio turned up still?
It's off.
Okay, go ahead. I just didn't.
No, see, this is a Latin woman who needs my education. She needs to have her man's name on her neck. Is your man?
No, I want to find out about you. Do you speak Spanish?
Tragically, no, I do not, because
okay. Let me tell you,
to.
You don't know anything about the culture.
They don't
first
allow
all,
Spanish in America.
First of all, let me tell you something.
They don't allow Spanish.
You talked about.
Hey, there's a cop after you.
That sounds like a car alarm there. Is that what that is, Mariela?
No,
I'm sorry.
Is it like a cop chasing you? Do you hold up a liquor store?
Your car alarm's going off, right?
I can hardly hear you.
You can hardly hear us?
Okay, Mariela. I speak a little bit of Spanish. Listen to this. Hello?
That's not Spanish.
You didn't hear me.
That's
what
not
was
Spanish.
That? What does that mean?
It means
I don't know what it
I want
mean,
to empower the Latin people. Well, whatever. Turn off that car alarm, man. It's driving me nuts.
All right, look, Mariela, it sounds like you're having a problem with our transmission here this afternoon. Let me go over to Lydia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, fine, ma'am.
Good. I called to address the young man on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brass.
Brass, sweetheart, you need to tattoo your own name on your neck and put Aquanet on your hair so your homies can see you and give you respect. Your woman tattooing her name, your name on her neck is not going to give you respect. And if she plans to make any kind of inroads in life as far as her professional life, and her career, she cannot step up into an office building with Aquanet in her hair with her name tattooed on the back
How
of her neck.
How am I going to tattoo my own neck? How am I going to tattoo my own neck?
Woman,
that's
you might not
thing
be with this woman 6 months from now, and you want her to put your name on her neck?
Wait.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
The woman
and then
is
you
with
say,
me.
And then you say you have seen women with 6 and 8 names on their neck. What are they, hoes, sweetheart? Every man they go with, they put their name on their neck.
It is required in the Latin American community to attack with a man's name to your neck.
That sounds like some kind of gang stuff to me.
That's no gang thing. It's when you're proud of your man.
As an upper middle class educated black woman,
I don't know
Rosa, I say to you, darling, drop this loser and Lydia, do not bear a child from your loins for this man because
hold
he
on.
Will only make the
don't
child
to
as
the
ignorant
woman.
As he is.
You can't talk
he
to the woman. You must talk to me. Then I will talk to the woman.
And he wants to lead his people. His people better run in the other direction because y'all will be walking around.
Wait a second, Lydia. In order for this bitch to be free, the bitch must tattoo
everybody
the name, okay?
Will have
what do you mean, the bitch?
That's
right. You're going to see brass on how many different women, huh? Have you thought about that one, brass? How many women are going to have your name on their necks?
Right now, there's only about six.
How old are you, brass?
25.
Six? There's six women out there with your name.
Look at this picture. You are 25 years old and in the 10th grade. Does that tell you anything?
Right now, I'm getting my GED.
It is so good that you're getting your GED.
I'm a strong Latin male.
If Rosa is any kind of woman and has an ounce of sense in her
head, she will not write one letter
on her body.
Rosa, I want to talk to you, Rosa. Do you want to put this name on your neck?
I don't want to because I saw the women at the seminar. They did not have.
You saw the very empowered Latin women at the seminar. They didn't have names on their neck.
No.
Rosa, educated women don't do that. Educated women do not. I don't know what grade you are or if you graduated high school and plan to further your education, darling, but you cannot, I'm telling you, step up into an office building with 15 piercings in your face
and then somebody's name
on your neck.
But, Lydia, let me ask you. Louise says to me that the bitch must have the name on her neck.
I can't understand.
Louise says to me that all the bitch must do is put the name on her neck. Is that
every,
true?
The bitch
must put the name on her neck?
Yes, he says, bitch, put my name on your neck.
Sweetheart, first of all, if he's
right.
disrespecting, if he's dis- let me tell you this, as an older female, I'm 42 years old, and if he is disrespecting
you, you old school, you don't know what time it is.
Sweetheart, I have been through it, and if he is disrespecting you like that, calling you a bitch on national radio, you need to drop him because it will only get worse. The next thing you know, he'll be busting you in your face. Let him tattoo his neck. Let him take a plastic doll to the Latino convention. Tattoo the name on the plastic doll and see what kind of respect he gets from his homies then.
Well,
sweetheart, further your education, drop him, take care of your own children.
I told Rosa if she does not get the tattoo, I'll get back together with my ex libido when she gets out of the pen.
Put him out on the street.
What did you want to ask Lydia?
Find some other woman.
Rosa, you wanted to ask Lydia a question?
Yes. He said to me that he is going to get rid of me when his girlfriend gets out of county jail.
What did she say, sir?
She apparently... Brass said he's going to get rid of Rosa once his ex-girlfriend gets out of the county jail.
Rosa, you should fall on your knees and thank God. You should fall on your knees and thank God.
But I wish to have a Latin child. I wish to have the male child.
The male child? What difference does it make? This guy's got you tattooing his name on your neck. You're going through... How many cans of Aquanet do you go through a week?
About seven.
Seven cans of Aquanet?
Rosa, is that some kind of gang thing?
That's what we must use on the hair for him to see the tattoo in my neck.
You mean you put your hair up and spray it with Aquanet, then he can see the
ponytail so the hair won't fall down on the tattoo.
Yeah, Lupita.
Well, you know what?
She's into me for about $6,000 worth of Aquanet, okay? She ain't leaving me.
He could have paid for his college education with that, and then he would know it's stupid what he's talking about.
Boy, no kidding. You could have put yourself through college instead of buying Aquanet.
What?
You could have put.
Rosa, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Darling. Darling, please.
With two kids?
Look, Rosa.
Yes.
I know you think you're in love. And my man is probably giving you something that you haven't had before.
He loves me
good.
But,
darling, let me tell you.
He treats the child good.
I treat the kid good.
Yeah,
you treat the kid good, but you call her a bitch on the phone,
on the
radio?
That's a sign of respect in the Latin community. Look, bitch,
well,
get my
don't
lunch.
Lie. Bitch is disrespectful in any community. Don't come with me with that stuff. Let me tell you something.
Lydia, this is what he said to me, bitch, get me a beer. He said that's a sign of respect.
Yeah, when I say bitch, get me a beer.
Rosa, let me tell you, darling.
That's
go
not
get
respect.
The beer, go get the beer and throw it at his head. And when he hits you, call 911. Let me tell you this. That is what 911 is for. If he calls you a bitch, ignore him, darling.
Now, wait a minute,
ignore
Rosa.
Ignore him.
Now, hold on, Rosa. Get away from the phone. No, that's what she talked to you. Away from the... She's going over to call 911. I didn't ask her to get me a beer right now.
But did you say, bitch, get me a beer?
About 15 minutes ago, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I don't know what kind of people you're hanging with, sweetheart, but you need to upgrade the people that you hang with. Because what you're saying, and you'll realize this when you're older, is so ignorant.
Should I pay him back for the Aquanet? Should I pay...
Just like, Is this a fake phone call?
Are you guys, what are you doing? Are you paying him back for the Aquanet?
Y'all are tripping. Rosa, you need to try
is
to
this some kind of a joke?
And get a job.
Bitch, go get me a beer. Give me a beer and a tamale, bitch.
Okay, look. Should I pay him back for the Aquanet? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Somebody came into the office this morning when I was, actually this afternoon when I was in my office getting ready for the show, and they said, did you see the news? I said, what? They said, Bush's approval ratings are now lower than his disapproval rating or whatever that is. I don't look at that. I haven't gotten much interested, to be honest with you, in the presidency, and I suppose I'm fairly typical that way. You can't expect every American to be completely, totally stoned in love with politics, following it daily on the front page of the newspaper, or listening to the talk shows, or watching the news programs. Not everybody does that. I'm one of the people that doesn't do that. I'm interested in politics to a point, but not the everyday minutia, and not the everyday personality conversations that people have about politicians. But Bush... there's been this funny thing going on with me since the guy was elected in November, and that is I don't even notice he's president. I keep forgetting who's president. Does this happen to you? You know, good or bad, Clinton you noticed. 8 years you noticed him. Good or bad, you knew this guy was there. There was this formidable presence, formidable either in the positive or the negative. I happen to have liked him, but that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know. I liked him even though he disgraced his family and all that stuff with Lewinsky, and he's a horrible thing and he embarrassed them. Yeah, I understand. I'm stupid that way. I'm having a hard time getting really, and I've always had a hard time getting worked up over those kinds of things. I figure if a president's noticed, he's effective because people pay attention. When they pay attention, they get polarized, and either they do or they don't, but at least they're now involved in the things he's talking about. Bush... this guy's done some fairly outrageous things, I think. Didn't he, like, back us away from a global warming treaty? In other words, we've got weather that's changing. Scientists, most people now believe them. You know, 10 years ago, nobody believed the scientists when they said the weather's changing and the Earth is heating up and we're losing the polar caps. Now people believe it. What a great time to say, no, we don't want to be involved in any global warming pact. We'll just back out of that. That's great. Thanks, George. Right when everybody's counting on it, you know. Right when we finally got our natural resources and we got our environment under control, he's thinking about opening up the coastline of Hawaii for a little offshore oil exploration. Screw those coral reefs. You can snorkel anywhere. That at least, but other than that, I barely know the guy's president. He's the most nondescript guy. How can anybody disapprove of a cat you barely even know exists? He gets off that chopper. I look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's right. He's president. It's never happened to me in the history of my life. I always knew Johnson was there, Nixon was there, and it was Ford, as dumb as he was. There's Carter, here's Reagan, there's Bush, there's Clinton, and then who? Oh, yeah, that guy. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.